This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House for the 27th of May. This is Cookie.
And this is Kevin.
And thank you very much once again to the locker room. It's wonderful to have those boys in here every day. What? Rustling? Me, my big belly. Of course, this is the Bear Show here on Joy 94.9. It's the Cubby House. What?
Sorry, I'm a little twitchy. I've had too
much coffee,
macchiatos, so I'm just going to vibrate around the studio.
Well, good thing we don't have you talking too much tonight, actually.
Lovely. Charming. Carry on.
Will do. We do, however, have two wonderful boys in the studio with us. One is our regular victim. His name is Nick. He'll be presenting Kink Corner later on this week. We also have another person who's recently moved to Melbourne and joining the hustle and bustle and craze of the city. His name is Lynx, and he's our artist in the rough tonight. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about fables, which kind of brings us to our question for tonight. Would you like to explain, Kevin? Seeing as you suddenly got all quiet.
I've been told I'm not supposed to talk tonight. But anyway, the discussion topic for tonight is, what fairy tale character would you consider yourself to be?
You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
And don't forget about Twitter. The username is thecubbyhouse and our hashtag is CHProject.
No, it is not Eurovision Peanut Gallery. We'll get back to you later. I would like to introduce right now, though, the one who's been quite quiet over the last couple of minutes. Welcome, Lynx.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good. Yourself, Cookie?
Not too bad, not
you
too bad.
You need to get a little bit closer to that microphone.
Fair enough.
No, yes. Closer.
Yes. Really?
that sounds like a song. Closer, closer. Now, to introduce Lynx to the rest of the world, we have to, of course, put him through some sort of quiz. And tonight, we're putting you up against Kevin in telling me if something is a fable or a fiction. That's right. For those who know the famous Aesop fables, I'm giving you titles of potential fables, and I want you to tell me if I've made them up or if they are the actual titles of the fables.
Yeah, I'm probably going to lose this one.
I don't know. There are some.
Possibly.
There are some that you've probably come across over the years.
All right, hit us with it.
Okay, Lion and the Mouse.
It's a fable.
It is a fable. Oh. It is about little friends proving great friends. The Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Fable.
Thank you. The Cat and the Mice.
I'm going to go with made up.
You'd be incorrect. It is actually a fable. The Bear and the Bee. Anybody?
What do you think, Lynx?
Thinking of your fable.
You're thinking fable? Unfortunately, it is incorrect.
Made up.
I made up the bear from the two travellers instead. The Cat and the Coat.
This is like Puss in Boots or something, so I'm going to go fable.
No, it is actually made up. It's actually the Cat and Venus is the actual fable. The Deer Without a Heart.
I'd say that's a fable.
It is a fable. I'm giving you both a point for that one. The Frog and the Eagle.
All I'm thinking of is that frog and stork picture where never give up, where the frog is choking the stork to stop him from being swallowed. I don't know. I'll let Lynx go first.
I'd say fake.
It is fake. It is actually supposed to be the frogs and the well. The Birds in Borrowed Feathers.
I'm going to go fable.
You'd be correct. It is a fable. The Dancing Dogs.
Fake.
It is fake. It's actually the Dancing Monkeys. The Horse and the Bride.
That's a fable.
Fable.
Actually, it's not.
No!
What? It's actually the horse and the groom is actual the actual fable.
Okay.
The Two Pots, which is potentially one of my favourites.
Well, then it's a fable.
Potentially. But you're right.
Unless one of your favourites is a fake.
It could be.
Well.
It could be the two pans.
Really?
No. The reason it's my favourite, it's how one perceives faults of others over the faults of themselves.
Is this whole pot calling kettle black?
Sort of. It's like, the fable is basically every man has two pots, one in front, one behind. The one in front is the faults of everybody else. The one behind is the faults of himself. So obviously he can see the faults of others, but he can't see his own.
Yeah, all right. Next.
The next one is the one-eyed stag. Lynx?
Thinking fake.
It is fake. It's actually the one-eyed doe. And the last one, the oak and the reed.
I'm going to go fable.
It is actually a correct. It is,
woo-hoo!
It actually fable. And for a staggering win, 6-4... Kevin, you win.
Oh,
this week.
Staggering. That's only like two. Wow.
That's better than some of the other weeks.
There's
that
a
size
joke there that I'm just going to leave.
I'm sure there is. This is the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. We will be back to talk some Kink Corner with the Peanut Gallery in the studio, Mr. Nick Helmer. Careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner. And in the Kebby House on Joy 94.9, we welcome back Nick to the mic to discuss another concept of Kink Corner.
Yes, greetings from the Peanut Gallery. Tonight, I'm just...
I'm sorry, but I feel like you should have a warning, which is may cause allergies.
Ooh. This is true. Yes, what do we have, Nick?
All right. This week, I'm just going to have a quick chat about social media's effect on social interaction.
Do what?
All right. What I mean by that is with the advent of... Sorry. Yes, my brain stopped communicating with my lips for a second. The advent of applications and websites such as Grindr, Growler, all of that sort of thing... And the effect it seems to be having on interactions in person, like when you meet somebody in a bar or things like that. So...
Is that like people who actually say lol?
Well, that too, yeah. Mm. You know, annoying. What I more mean is the fact that, you know, when I entered the scene, which admittedly was only, let's say, 3 or 4 years ago, I don't really remember, to be perfectly honest, but that was before iPhones came out with Grindr and Scruff and all of those things, and you'd go into a bar and you'd talk with people and that sort of thing to meet new people, whereas now you walk into basically any bar or any place in public and there's always at least one person on their phone cruising one of these applications or websites or things like that. And it seems like there's so much less focus on people actually meeting face-to-face and getting to chat to each other from one side of the room to the other, as opposed to, you know, loading up an application, seeing who's around, and then picking someone, finding out where they are, and chasing it from there.
I'm only asking as a point of, I've done this myself, is that because you think people are more self-conscious of... making a good first impression that they break the ice by using that phone to potentially start conversation with somebody and then walking up to them and continuing the conversation face to face.
So that happens quite a lot. I've been known to do that myself because, you know, I get very nervous talking to new people, and sometimes it's a great way to, you know, break that ice and make first contact. You know, I saw you from the other side of the bar, you know, can I buy you a drink type thing. The thing that seems to be popping up more and more now is that when people do communicate on these applications, the common courtesies don't seem to be, you know, recognised as much anymore. Like normally when you're meeting someone, you'd say hi, hello, that sort of stuff, you know, a little bit of chit chat, and then, you know, if there's chemistry or whatever, move on to further interaction from there. Whereas now there seems to be a bigger and bigger trend in people just going, hi, you know, show me pictures of this bit or that bit or anything else, or profiles without faces that then say, you must have a face if you want to talk to me, but they don't have a face themselves.
I just find that happens way too often on there.
Yeah.
That I found.
Yeah,
but it's generally, if I don't see someone's face, generally I won't even initiate contact or...
Yeah.
And it's a case of I like to know who I'm speaking to.
Hmm. Yeah, some people I've found get really, really defensive when they don't have a face pic on their profile and you ask them for a face pic and they're like, and they get all uppity as if you're going to judge them on their face. I'm like, no, I just, you know, like to know a name that I can call you and, you know, what your face looks like.
Hmm.
And then you get other people who you might not be interested in them for whatever reason. And so you'll say, look, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And they will launch off into, you know, some tirade attacking you about one thing or another, which, you know, I've seen on popping up on Facebook a lot, where people are also getting harassed through these applications. And I'm just wondering, what is it leading to? What has happened to the common courtesies? Like, is it a change in the way that we're interacting?
I think it's also further than that, because there are things that people say on those sites that you would never see them say in real life.
Mm.
Like, no femmes, no people of colour, no Asians, no curries. Really disgusting comments on there that I find quite offensive. And I have been known to block people if I don't agree with their profiles. I'm like, you're obviously someone I want nothing to do with.
Hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Nick, for another Kink Corner. And I'm sure we can get to some of those discussions on our Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse, where you can also answer the question of tonight, and that is, what fairy tale character would you consider yourself to be? Now, there are other ways to get hold of us. If you can get through the Q&A barrage of what's currently blocking us getting on Twitter at the moment, you can try Twitter at the Cubby House with the hashtag CHProject. You're with Kevin and Cookie with our special guest Lynx on the Cubby House. Kevin, you alluded to the artist before we got into the track that it was now Johnny Depp's ex-wife.
Yes. Now, Vanessa Paradis, I did a bit of research on it, like we love to do here in the Cubby House. She became a child star at 14 with the worldwide success of her single, I'm going to try and pronounce this, Jo Le Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And since 1991, this multi-award-winning French singer, actress, model has actually been the spokesperson for Chanel. As I said, also ex-wife of Johnny Depp as of last year. This track was actually taken from the French film A Monster in Paris, which if you can get your hands on it, it's a very worthwhile movie to watch.
I'm assuming there's English dub for those that can't speak French.
Yes.
Excellent.
And surprisingly, Vanessa actually plays one of the characters and she does both the French version and the English version.
Well done. Anybody that can speak two languages or more, I put my hat up to. Because I definitely know I can't speak a second language fluently, at least.
I can speak three. English, Afrikaans, and bullshit.
English and sarcasm.
Oh, sarcasm's just a natural state of being, isn't it?
No, I classify it as second language.
All right. But we do have a discussion topic for tonight.
Indeed.
And that is, what fairy tale character would you like to consider yourself to be? Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter at thecubbyhouse with hashtag CHProject. Kevin, what? What?
Oh, I love you, Cookie.
And now we've got Lynx in the studio
now
for this segment.
Links.
Uncovering the diamonds in the fur. Our artists in the rough. Just because I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lynx.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah. Excuse me while I just cook it, kill my co-host. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
What would you like to know? Like
something what? G-rated.
Mm.
You have a beard?
Yeah.
All right. Where do you come from?
I was born in Sydney.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've lived in Melbourne before, and Adelaide and Canberra, well, where I just moved from. Yeah, it's...
Now you're back in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what is your art medium of choice?
Photography.
And what drove you to choose this specific medium?
More about capturing the emotion of events and live gigs and that sort of thing. It's essentially, it's stop motion time for me.
And do you feel that you can express something through your photography that you couldn't express in other mediums?
Well, whenever I tried painting, I just sucked at it, so... I find that photography is a lot more natural for me, so Yeah, it's a lot easier to drive someone's emotions and watch for somebody's emotion reaction and pick up that and capture that in a frame and be able to, yeah, so, highlight that.
Very cool.
So how have you been developing your skills in photography?
Over the last 3 or 4 years, I've been doing a lot of events, like music gigs, with a lot of folk bands in Canberra. Did a fair bit of work with some gay and lesbian groups in Canberra with Capital Queers. I did shoots at Mardi Gras over the last couple of years. I think I worked 13 hours straight last Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Over 3 different events.
Yes, photography can lead to some very long hours.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's just, it's mostly, like, I've started doing some portrait work and the like, but most of my work has been with live music and events, mostly within the gay and lesbian scene, so, yeah.
And do you reflect yourself through your art?
I think so. It's how I view the world sort of thing. It's not so much a portrait of me per se, but it's more my view on how the community interacts, how people's emotions are displayed. And, yeah, it's with some of the shots, it's a case of capturing the passions mostly, which is one of my highest points, is most anybody who knows me would know that I'm driven by passions mostly over anything else. So,
so what's been your favourite shoot so far in your career?
I think my Mardi Gras shoots have been one of the best so far, just doing the float entries. Did the Harbour City Bears this year, which was great. Loved it. And that was as a step in, because one of my friends up there got sick. So, yeah.
You jumped in?
Yep.
Oh, well done. Now, how do you reflect the bear community through your art?
Oh, I've got I've got 2 separate brands for my photography work. One is specifically towards bears and fetish work within the bears and the leather communities and that sort of thing, called Bearwork Studio. And that's more highlighting the masculinity and the nature of a bear. One of my idols that I, artists that I really idolise is Ray Rays in San Francisco, and he's
very
fantastic.
Famous, yes.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get to that standard at some point. It's just a case of working at it.
Oh, I've seen some of your work. You're not that far behind.
Cool.
Now, we always ask this question sort of as a yep. one of the last questions, but what particular award, certificate, or even just level of experience in your art, how do you want to challenge yourself in the coming year?
I want to get myself comfortable enough and out there enough so I can actually live off my work, mostly. I've had a bit of a windfall lately, so I've been able to invest in some better gear and take some time to actually focus more on my photography rather than finding a regular job. So I'm trying to get myself a bit further out there. I've been volunteering for Vic Bears and Vic Leather over the last couple of weeks. So I've been here in Melbourne now 3 weeks, I think.
You've been here 3 weeks and you're already immersing yourself, you know, waist high, if not further,
yeah,
in the photography and in life.
First day I was here, I got asked to shoot Southern Hibernation.
Yeah, that's fun.
Coming from the 2 people who did it last few years.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm well aware.
Have fun with that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And where can people find out more information about your work?
Mostly on Facebook, either under LinksPix or Bearwork Studio. Short code for LinksPix is just LinksPix, and Bearwork Studio is Bearwork Photos. Bearwork Studio is already taken, unfortunately. But yeah, both of those are listed as my work on Facebook as well. So, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All good.
And thank you to all the people who have messaged in so far. We've actually had a few people asking what are the songs we've played. So
yeah, because they're good.
Let's just do a recap, shall we? We started with Bon Bon by Sam and the Warp. We then went to La Cien, S-E-I-N-E, yeah, by Vanessa Paradis. And the last track we played was Ich Bin by Le Fay.
We've got another one from a very well-known group. This is Spectrum from Florence and the Machine. You're on Joy 94.9 with the Cubby House Boys.
We have been asking you the question tonight, what fairy tale character would you consider yourself to be? You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse, or on Twitter. Some of us have been finally able to get access to it. It is at the Cubby House with the hashtag CH Project. Now, we've asked that question, because Kevin's actually reading a new manga, a comic book.
It's a comic book, not comic a manga. Book.
I don't know what it is. You just said the name. Yes,
a friend of mine dumped the Fable series on me, and right. I'm starting to go through it. Now, the Fable series was actually published through DC Comics Vertigo, which imprinting began in about 2002. And the series deals with various characters from fairy tales and folklore, referring to themselves as fables, mm-hmm. who have essentially had to leave their world to come to ours because they've had to run away from the adversaries. Now, they've formed their own clandestine community in New York City known as Fabletown. And fables who are unable to blend in with the human society, such as, you know, monsters or anthropomorphic animals, live in the farm in an upstate New York. Mm-hmm. Now, they've interpreted a lot of the characters. For instance, Snow White and Prince Charming have actually divorced because of his infidelities. and the Big Bad Wolf, or as he refers to himself, Big Bean, has actually become the sheriff of Fabletown.
I can kind of see how that might
and
work.
A lot of the, like, for instance, Beast and Belle, whenever they have marital problems, because of the curse that's been placed on him, he starts to turn back into the Beast. So...
what kind of marital problems are we talking
about? Well, I mean, your usual marital problems. I mean, they've had to be married to each other for 1,000 years. I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of problems eventually. But it's really good. There's wizards that cast spells on them to be able to hide their real form, and it's very, very good. Now, obviously, this is very similar to a television series which was just been released, which is Once Upon a Time. Mm-hmm. And it was actually very interesting because Fables was slated to be a television series in about 2008, but it never actually got past the script writing section. Instead, ABC announced a new series called Once Upon a Time, which featured fairy tale characters such as Snow White and Prince Charming, exiled to the real world through a curse. Now, the show's creator, Edward Kitsis, Adam Horowitz, stated they read a couple of issues of Fables, but believe that while the two concepts are in the same playground, they tell a very different story. And from the few episodes or the few books that I've actually read of Fables, I will say that they are very, very different.
Hmm.
So for somebody who's interested in that style of writing, definitely recommend?
Absolutely recommend it. I'm just on the third novel, or the third Anubis, whatever they call it, but it's really good.
Book.
Well, no, because they've released the different volumes and then they've collected them together. So I've got one book, which is like volumes 1 to 5. So the first story arc, essentially. Hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin.
As I was actually reading up on this, I found out, and this is probably all news to everyone else, but apparently Mattel actually had a lawsuit against Acqua because of their Barbie song.
Right.
And eventually in 2002, the judge turned around and said, you know, we're leaving this off, it's nothing. And he was officially quoted as, all parties need to chill out.
Wow. Interesting. Lovely little quote there from a judge. You're on the Cubby House, Joy 94.9. We will be back with your answers to our question, what fairy tale character would you consider yourself to be? Joy 94.9, you are with the Cubby House, and thus ends the European whirlwind trip of music by Kevin. Thank you very much.
Woohoo!
And for those who didn't get the title of the last track, it was El Madit by...
El Madit.
Okay, by Mika.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been asking you for the whole show, what fairy tale character would you consider yourself to be? And thank you very much to all the responses we've had. Rusty originally said Shrek.
Yeah, a lot of them can't make up their minds. Yes, he originally said Shrek and then said, actually going to change my answer. I'm the giant from Jack and the Beanstalk. I'm klutzy, trip over air, always hungry, and have in the past gone vee-vi-fo-fum.
And our wonderful redhead Jack said, I'd be Narcissus, fell in love with his own reflection and drowned.
It's funny how you sort of think of things, but I don't think that would match him.
Hasn't drowned yet. I'll give him that. And we've had some SMS answers. Thank you very much. First of all, Scotty with the fairy tale he'd see himself as Peter Pan.
But then he also changed his mind and he said a little bit of Tinkerbell as well.
Uh-huh, and I'm sure he had one more response too.
And he did. Apparently he said he would not be Snow White, as I don't wish to sleep with one dwarf, let alone 7. I'm actually pretty sure she didn't sleep with the dwarves, but that...
No, she didn't.
No, I'm pretty sure she didn't. But thanks for your feedback anyway.
I definitely go to bed with anybody with a beard. I'm really? A bear, for heaven's sake. Come on.
You're setting...
That's not in doubt, Cookie.
Yeah, I was going to say you were setting your sights that low, and then I realised who I was talking to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you, everyone, for your feedback.
Thank you very much. Now, Lynx, seeing as you're our special guest for tonight, the one question we do like to end with is, what's your one most important piece of sex advice you would give your virgin self?
I have absolutely no clue, to be honest. That's a tough one, because it's been a...
Maybe don't have expectations?
No. Expectations are good.
Oh, okay. Do have expectations?
Yes.
Okay, so do have expectations.
There you go.
Probably don't sell yourself too short.
Ah.
Don't take whatever you just can get because it's there.
That's a second size joke that I'll walk away from.
Good, because we're at the end of our show tonight. Thank you very much, Lynx. You can find him at Lynx Picks on Facebook or Bear Work Studio. Thank you. I was just because you had a different name. This is the Cubby House. We'll be back next week. Now, pre-warn you, we have 4 more shows left. So keep in mind, we'll be getting a few people in for hibernation next week. So stay tuned for us. Joining us this week has been Nick and Lynx. Stay tuned for Christian and the Vixen Hour coming up this hour on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.